This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Preparations for National Census 2021 completed. Bagmati Province Chief Minister to take a vote of confidence today and US to reopen borders to vaccinate travelers after 20 months. Now the news in detail. The Central Bureau of Statistics, CBS, has completed the preparations for the National Census 2021, aiming to reach every citizen's doorstep. The National Census is being conducted from 11th of November to 25th of November. 40,000 census takers and 8,016 superintendents have already been trained for this purpose. Coordination mechanism have been set up for the center down to the ward level for the national census covering social, economic, geographical, physical infrastructure and other sectors. 80 questionnaires including 25 for the purpose of listing house and households, 55 main questionnaires and the community questionnaires will be used for the national census 2021. The community questionnaires are being used for the first time. The CBS has completed the task of enlisting house and household particulars. CBS stated that an census takers has been assigned with the responsibility of reaching nearly 150 houses for the census. The census would be taken at an individual's place of residence where that individual frequently resides. CBS Director General Nevin Lal Shrestha said they have made preparations to collect data so as to amend the constitutional provision of guaranteeing the rights of all sections of society, including the ethnic group, caste, languages, gender, religion, classes, region, and people with disabilities. Director General Shrestha urge everyone to extend cooperation for the smooth conduction of the national census, especially in the urban areas, including Kathmandu, where that this task is going to be quite challenging. He also urged people to provide all the information sought by the census takers and warned that not doing so would be tantamount to breaking the law, stating the particulars of the census would be treated as confidential information. He said the CBS would conduct the national agriculture census after completing the national census. Chief Minister Bagmati Province Rajendra Pandey is taking a vote of confidence in the province assembly today. He was appointed as the Chief Minister on 28th of October. There is provision that the Chief Minister should take a vote of confidence from the Province Assembly within 30 days since the government is formed. Bagmati Province Assembly Speaker Sanukumar Shrestha said that the Province Assembly meeting is taking place at 3 p.m. today and the process to take a vote of trust will initiate from the same meeting. Fervor of the Chhath festival has gripped the Mithila region now. The devotees begin the festival from today onward with Nahaye Khaye. There is a tradition that the fasting starts on the third day after consuming regular meal. Songs are being chanted signifying the sun god and Saiti Devi goddess now in the Mithila region. The celebrations were muted last year due to the fear of the COVID-19 pandemic. Devotees recalled, adding now they are excited to mark the grand festive celebration without hesitation. Likewise, the festive fanfare has been seen in different parts including Rani Pokhari, Gauri Ghat, Kupandol of Kathmandu Valley as well. The festival is dedicated to the sun god with offerings made to the rising and setting sun. It is observed for 4 days from Kartik Shukla Chaturthi to Kartik Shukla Saptami as per the lunar calendar. One person died of coronavirus infection in Baki district. District COVID Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tez Oli said, a 69-year-old woman of Nepalgan sub-metropolitan city died of coronavirus infection. A jeep met with an accident at the border of Salyan and Dang today. A jeep heading to Tulsipur of Dang from Kalimati Rural Municipality 3 of Salyan met with an accident today. According to Area Police Office Kilakpur, the deceased has been identified as Dev Bahadur Sunar of Kalimati Rural Municipality. According to Inspector Nabin Chudali, 19 people were injured in the incident. All the injured are undergoing treatment at Rapti Provincial Hospital, Tulsipur. A trained team has been deployed in the Everest region to search for the missing French national for the past 13 days. According to District Police Office Solokhumbu, Inspector Rishiraj Thakal, a trained team has been deployed to search for three French nationals who went missing while climbing Khantega Mountain. According to him, a team of 14 trained French nationals had reached Khumbu by helicopter on Sunday. Inspector Thakal informed that the team had started work from today. The country presently sees the general impact of a monsoon trough being developed in the Arabian Sea. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and Gondaki Province and partly cloudy in rest of the provinces today because of the influence of development in the Arabian Sea. Likewise, there is the possibility of a light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and central high mountainous regions. The same weather pattern is likely to continue in the night as well. Though there was sunshine till the morning in the Kathmandu Valley today, cold has been felt due to the clear sky. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The US is reopening its borders on Monday to double jab foreign visitors, ending a 20-month entry ban. The ban was imposed by former President Donald Trump due to COVID-19. It has affected non-US citizens from over 30 countries, including the UK and EU states, separating families and stalling tourism. Airlines are expecting a flood of visitors as the restrictions are lifted for those who are fully vaccinated and undergo testing and contact tracing. The rules barred entry to most non-US citizens who had been in the UK and a number of other European countries, as well as China, India, South Africa, Iran and Brazil. Voters in a Twitter poll have urged Elon Musk to sell 10% of his stake in Tesla in order to pay tax. More than 3.5 million Twitter users voted in the poll launched by Musk on Saturday, with nearly 58% voting in favor of this share sale. The vote could see him dispose of nearly $21 billion of stock in the electric car maker. He had promised to abide by the result in a response to a billionaire's tax proposed by U.S. Democrats. But Musk, one of the world's richest men, has yet to comment publicly on the verdict or how and when he would sell his stake. Heavy showers and thunderstorms have caused severe flooding in the southern Indian city of Chennai. No deaths have been reported, but officials in the state of Tamil Nadu, of which Chennai is the capital, have issued warnings to evacuate people from low-lying areas. Local media footage showed uprooted trees and cars submerged as water quickly rose to block roads. This is the heaviest rainfall in the city since 2015. On Sunday, parts of Chennai faced power cuts for several hours as the power department shut off supply as a precautionary measure to avoid incidents of electrocution. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Preparations for National Census 2021 completed. Bagmati Province Chief Minister to take a vote of confidence today, and US to reopen borders to vaccinated travelers after 20 months. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.